Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. A little later on, we're going to check in with Roz from the UK, find out what's going on from across the pond. But right now, we're going to do something where I'm going to learn and you're going to learn along with me. I got Roy Pargaman on from Dive Ashore. Check him out, diveashore.com. And he is on Scuba Radio right now. Roy, welcome. How are you?
Thank you. Very good. How are you?
I'm doing good. All right. So Dive Ashore is a company that's been around for a few years now. And honestly, you guys have been operating under the radar as far as I'm concerned. I just haven't been that familiar with what you do. And we're going to find out exactly what it is, because the more I have heard about you guys, the more I get excited about what you offer and how it can make divers safer when they're traveling around the world and doing what they love, which is diving every possible spot on the planet. So first off, just give me a brief description. How would you describe Dive Ashore to someone who has never heard of you before?
Dive Ashore has been around for almost 20 years. We're a diving association, and we provide divers with everything that they need as far as travel, diving accident insurance, and some additional medical consultation and travel assistance benefits.
Well, there you go. And you know, a lot of people may think, you know, when it comes to dive accident insurance, you know, there's one player out there, and that's who I've always went with, and I always thought that was all there was. But you guys have been there, and I, you know, like I said, over the last few years especially, I've been hearing more and more about what you offer and how you specialize a little bit more on especially short-term dive travel insurance, which is a program that's not really known about for a lot of people. Well, like myself, I didn't know this was out there, and maybe a much more effective option for a lot of divers listening right now that, you know, maybe just do one big trip a year, one big live aboard trip a year, and don't need a full year policy of dive accident insurance because they don't dive that much. But you guys offer that type of thing. Is that right?
Yep, that's exactly what we believe. We see that some people don't need the full year coverage. So we will offer coverage of 1 day, 1 week, or up to 2 weeks of diving accident coverage insurance. And you can take that to cover that one special trip that you have during the year without having to pay a full year's premium.
Yeah, you're just paying for what you need, and you're not wasting a lot of extra money that you could use towards dive gear and things like that that you want to do. Maybe more dives, right? Roy,
definitely.
You think? Yes.
Definitely.
And obviously, you know, Roy is a diver and travels around the world. I assume that's correct, right, Roy?
That is correct.
Yeah. So you're one of the people in the office that can answer a lot of questions when it comes to Dive Ashore and what they offer specifically. But let's get into those nuts and bolts a little bit about what you do. So short-term, you know, travel insurance is one thing. You know, a lot of people see this when they book a trip. But why is it important to, you know, book something with you guys instead as opposed to just say, well, I'm going to Cozumel for a week. So, I purchased their little dive travel insurance package, like through the airline or whatever. What you guys offer is way more extensive and does what more than a policy like that?
Right. We specialize in diving accident insurance, and we know what you actually need when and if you get hurt while diving. General typical travel insurance policy through an airline or another provider might cover you for diving, but there might be a lot of fine print as far as covering only up to a certain depth are only covering a certain amount of hyperbaric chambers, treatments if you need those. And sometimes their evacuation coverage is not going to be sufficient to where you are or what you need. And that's all taken care of under our policy. We have limits up to $250,000 for medical and evacuation coverage. We know and have experience of dealing with diving accidents around the world. We work with all hyperbaric chambers around the world. So if you get bent anywhere and you go to a chamber, we will cover that expense. We have a vast network of air evacuation providers that we work with. So we can provide you with an evacuation anywhere in the world. Also, we work with Duke Dive Medicine as far as providing us with consultation services in case of a diving accident. The doctors from Duke University can answer questions that you might have as the diver or your family or the treating facility even. If they're not sure or convinced about your symptoms and what you have, they can call Duke and get some advice from them.
Yeah. And, you know, it's very important to have that kind of resource, because if you just bought a typical, you know, travel insurance package, and God forbid something happened to you, especially when it comes to diving or on the dive boat, and you did have to get into a chamber, for instance, yeah, you know, they may help you out to a certain extent. But if you call them up and say, hey, I had to have a treatment in a chamber in Cozumel or something, they go, huh? They may not have any clue to what the heck you're talking about. And you got to get through this whole description type of thing that you guys specialize in, because you're familiar with diving situations, chambers, and you know, you have Duke University at your fingertips. Yep. to help with that resource. So it's real important to have that kind of information available to process a claim and make it efficient and obviously effective to get the diver back home and safe, I guess, right?
Yep, definitely.
Yeah. Now, as far as these type of things, so you can get a short-term dive travel package with Dive Assure for just a week, 2 weeks. How's it work? Is it as short as a few days or what?
So with our dive travel programs, you can cover a trip starting from one day up to 180 days.
Okay.
Your dive travel program will cover you for diving accidents as well as non-diving related medical issues. And it will also cover your trip cancellations, trip interruptions, and lost baggage and delayed baggage. Everything that a general travel policy will cover, plus full diving accident coverage.
How about that? You know, it sounds like an ideal situation. I mean, because, you know, I would rather have it focused in like that anyway. Whenever I do that kind of stuff, especially for dive trips, it is usually because of the, you know, lost baggage or if I'm not going to make a connection. But what you're telling me is you can buy this dive accident insurance from Dive Assure. You guys will cover that plus any additional dive accident stuff that could happen, God forbid, in the water and stuff, right?
Right. We make it a one-stop shop for divers. We cover your diving accidents. We offer your trip insurance. And we want to make sure that you can get everything at one place from a company that specializes in this line of insurance.
Now, one of the other products you were telling me about a few weeks ago when I saw you at one of the dive shows is you said that you have a kind of like an exclusive liveaboard rider, which is very specific to Dive Assure. Now, what is this?
So we've identified a few gray areas in the travel insurance policies that are available in the U.S., whereas if you go on a liveaboard trip, some travel policies will not cover you in full. Mm-hmm. And what we did is we created a new program that allows us to offer you coverage for those unique scenarios to liveaboard trips and basically enhance the coverage that you get from us and cover yourself in full for the trip. For example, we will cover you for lost diving days while you're on the liveaboard vacation. If there's bad weather and there's no diving that day, or the air compressor is broken and they cannot refill tanks or anything like that, you're on the liveaboard but you're not diving, you can file a claim for lost diving days. Mm. Same thing goes if you have to cancel your trip. Let's say you miss your liveaboard departure because you had a connection, a delay while you're en route to your destination. We will also cover you in full for that cancellation, whereas a general travel policy will not do that because you're en route, and en route you're covered under a missed connection or a travel delay benefit that only offers up to usually $1,000 of reimbursement.
Wow. Yeah, you know, I can tell you there's been several trips I've been on, liveaboard trips with weather or there was an equipment problem that did affect the diving for a day. And boy, we had some grumpy divers, you know, on the boat. But I didn't know this product existed. So you're saying if they had a liveaboard rider dive accident insurance policy with Dive Assure, they could get reimbursed for just a day of their liveaboard trip if such a thing happened.
Right. The Dive Assure program with the liveaboard rider will cover all of those things. And also remember, we do offer an annual multi-trip program that will cover you for any number of trips outside the country, diving or not.
Nice.
Dive Assure basically is all about choices, so you only pay for what you need.
I love this. Gosh, where have you guys been, or where have I been? I've been living under a rock. I could have used this many times before. Oh, what a great program. DiveAssure.com. And, of course, they can call you guys and set up a policy as well. And what number is that, Roy?
It's 1-866-898-0921. Extension 2, and we're always happy to answer and help with selecting the right program for what you need.
Well, it's great stuff. DiveAssure.com. Check them out, and you can get the phone number there as well, or you can sign up right there on their website. Great stuff, Roy. Appreciate it, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate it.
All right, coming up, we have Roz from the UK, but before we do that, we're going to check in with someone who could probably benefit from all this DiveAssure dive accident travel insurance that they offer. And that would be a guy who travels more than anyone I know, Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine. He is next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
When I was a kid, I got hooked on watching nonfiction television in the guise of the undersea world of Jacques Cousteau.
Jacques Cousteau was huge.
I watched, they were on about once a month, and it wasn't just the ocean. He would go into, like, lakes and stuff. I remember he went into Lake Titicaca in South America, and they took the submarines, and he said, we took the submersibles to the bottom of Lake Titicaca. Much to our surprise, we found nothing but titties and caca. That's the joke we said the next day in junior high.
Let's get underwater, don't you worry, 'cause everything's gonna be fine. Let's get underwater, don't you feel it, the silence here is divine. Let's get underwater.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to getting underwater. All right, he's a man who travels the world more than anyone I know, and that would be Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine, and we are connected with him in Mexico right now. Are you sipping on tequila or something, Jerry, or what? What are you doing over there in Mexico?
I am loving Baja. Just loving it. It's the most inexpensive place I think I've ever been, and it's just gorgeous. You got mountains. You got Sea of Cortez. The diving is awesome.
Right.
You got to come down here.
Oh, no. Well, I was just there a few weeks ago, and I picked up a bottle of tequila. So I'm scheduled to head back there, actually on the heels of the scuba show. And I'm going to do a day in Mexico. And I don't know if I'll get any diving or snorkeling in, but I might. We'll see. But it's on the list. But let's backtrack a little bit, because last time we spoke with you, you were in Dominica, the nature island, laying the groundwork for Dive Fest 2019, which is like the week after the 4th of July, I believe. They're still working out some details, and we're working on going out there. I know you are, too. How did things finish up for your little visit there to the nature island?
Oh, it worked out great. I got to see every dive operator on the island. I got to see all the new properties. There's some new stuff coming on board in Dominica that is just really exciting. Some of the hotels that got hurt in Maria have come back. But there's some new projects going in that are just over the moon for just beauty, and the accommodations are great. There's going to be a lot of new things come this dive fest.
Yeah, well, you were telling me off the air last week when I checked in with you that you said there's the variety of accommodations have definitely expanded on the nature island in Dominica. Is that what you mean?
Absolutely. The sectors from the low budget hotels all the way up to the grand palaces have just expanded, and there's so many more choices now. It's a whole new world.
Well, there you go. I look forward to going back, and Dive Fest looks like it's going to be a big one this year. That's what you were kind of laying the groundwork for. Is that how you were feeling too when you left?
Well, it's the 25th anniversary. We've done 25 of them after this one, and everybody's pumped up about it, and tourism department is behind it. I think it's going to be a big event.
Well, I have no doubt, and I'm looking forward to heading back over there. We're working out the details ourselves to bring the Scuba Radio crew to be part of Dive Fest in Dominica this year, and you're going to hear all about that here in the next few weeks for sure. So, once again, the time frame, they're still working out all the details, but it's like the week after July 4th, and we'll get that to you here shortly. But right from Dominica, you flew, I don't know, all the way around, like halfway around the world to Hawaii? Is that what you did?
Yes, that's exactly what I did.
Jeez.
I went to Honolulu and got there just in time for a major event.
A major event in Hawaii. And what was that?
It was the worst storm Hawaii's ever had. It was freezing cold. We had 60-mile-an-hour winds. It snowed in Maui.
Really? I didn't hear about this. Yeah, so it was like Hurricane Beatty or Jerry Beatty or So you went to the island actually for a HRSA meeting, which is Hawaiian, Hawaiian operator or something? I don't know. How do you say it?
It's the Dive Association.
Okay.
It's the Hawaiian Island Recreational Scuba Association.
Okay, there we go.
And they have doubled their membership. They've really become a power to reckon with. Mm-hmm. And we're working on some different things, like having a dive-in day there where DEMA is going to come in. We're going to set up booths in the Capitol, and all the legislators can come in and talk to people about environmental issues and also just what diving brings to the state of Hawaii.
I want to go to Hawaii. Yay! I've only been there once. I had a blast. So when that happens, they're working out the details now for their dive-in day. But when that happens, please let me know. I'd like to see if we can participate some way.
I'd love to drag you out there. It'd be great. We'd have a good time.
You won't have to drag me. Hawaii is a lot of fun. I was really surprised when I went there. I don't know. It's probably been 10 years now. But we went on the heels of the scuba show. We were already out on the left coast, and I hopped on a plane. Went out there literally for just 3 nights. To the Big Island, and I was blown away in the diving that we experienced. It was just beautiful. I saw more eels than I had ever seen on any dive. We did that manta night dive they do off the coast of Kona there, and that was just spectacular. I mean, it was just unbelievable experience. And just literally within like 2 days of diving, I saw more stuff than I would have ever imagined. And I was like, how is this possible? I've never heard of Hawaii being such a spectacular diving location. But I don't know if I just hit it at the right time and I didn't have to suffer through Hurricane Jerry, or I don't know, what is it, a cyclone there in Hawaii, or is it I guess it's a cyclone if they have a big storm, right?
It was such a strange event that the weathermen didn't know what to call it because it kind of came out of nowhere, so they just called it a storm.
Okay,
but
yeah.
Hawaii definitely has variety. It's amazing because Hawaiian islands are the most remote place on the planet Earth. Now, I would have thought, Tonga or the Solomon Islands or something like that would be, but it's not. It's mm-hmm. the Hawaiian Islands.
Yeah, it is beautiful. And once again, I just visited Kona. So I didn't even go to Honolulu and hang out there or anything. I just did that little area right there, a very isolated part of the islands. But, man, I'm anxious to get back there and experience some of that. But you didn't dive because the storm was in, and so you just guys got together with all the dive operators and talked shop. So that sounds like a good plan. Let us know when dive-in day in Hawaii happens. And then from there you went to Mexico. You ended up in Mexico now. Is that it?
That is correct. I came down here to Baja, poking around, maybe looking at buying something or renting a house and hanging out on the Sea of Cortez.
Looking for whale sharks? Is it whale shark season there or what?
Actually, La Paz has whale sharks 365 days out of the year. You can go see whale sharks every day, Greg.
Well, I guess then the answer is yes. Yeah, yeah, it's whale shark season all the time there in La Paz,
where
Jerry is hanging. So there you go. He's been traveling the world, and he will continue to do so. Jerry, always a pleasure. Thanks for checking in, and we look forward to catching up with you again soon.
Take care, Greg.
All right, we got Roz from the UK next. Stay close as we check in with Across the Pond on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. It is time to connect with Roz from the UK and see what's going on across the pond diving wise. Roz, how are you? Welcome.
I'm fine, thank you, Greg. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Much better now that we can hear your voice. So, look, here, we got our things happening here in the States, but is it, are you diving over there in the UK right now? I mean, I don't know, where are you right now? Are you near London or where over in the UK?
I'm currently at home, which is about an hour north of London, Greg.
Okay.
And yes, the ones who are opposite Yarden are diving at the moment because we dive all year round here.
You dive all year round. It doesn't matter how crappy it is outside. You guys dive regardless. Is that what you're saying?
No, didn't say that at all. You take a view, you look at the weather.
Yeah.
You see what the weather forecast is. If the weather forecast is good and it's safe to dive, then you dive.
Okay, but temperature doesn't come into play when you look at this kind of stuff. No, exactly. As long as it's not like frozen over and you can get to the water. And even in that case, if it was frozen, you'd just cut a hole in the ice. Is that what you do or what? Over there.
Yes, okay. But we don't actually do much ice diving here, to be honest.
All right. So it's kind of like up north. If you're into ice diving, you can do it. But if you don't, your season is going to go from, like March, April, towards to the end of fall kind of thing, right? That's kind of dive season? Okay. All right. Are you doing any of this right now? Or just kind of kicking back?
I'm getting ready for a dive show this weekend because we've got Go Diving Show in Coventry happening this weekend.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, you'll have to report back and tell us how that went. That sounds like good. But I know you cover a lot of stuff over there and kind of keep us informed as much as possible. So let's talk about a few things that have been going on in your neck of the woods, and you'll educate us Yanks over here. You'll do that, won't you, Roz? You'll share.
Okay, so probably the most interesting that's been happening recently has been the Weddell Sea Expedition.
Okay, well, hold on. We'll talk about that and a few other tidbits. See, she's willing to share. Next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Hi, this is Guy Harvey. You're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Thank you, Guy Harvey. Always a pleasure to catch up with Guy. I know he was just at the Miami International Boat Show last week, and I'm sure our paths will cross again soon. But I got Roz from the UK on Scuba Radio right now, and she's sharing some dive-related news and information from across the pond. So, Roz, you started to tell this story about what's going on in your neck of the woods.
Right. It's not happening in my neck of woods. It's happening in Antarctica.
Ooh, okay.
Had been happening in Antarctica.
All right.
In about 1914, an Irishman called Ernie Shackleton put an advert in the newspapers, and he said, men wanted for hazardous journey, small wages, bitter cold, long months of complete darkness, constant danger, safe return doubtful. Honor and recognition in case of success.
Wow, sounds like a great advertisement for your next liveaboard trip.
Absolutely.
Oh, well, okay. So, but when was this done? This was years ago, right?
This was years ago. This was 1914 to 1917.
Okay.
And it was a great transantarctic expedition.
Yeah.
And Ernie Shackleton and 28 men went down to the Antarctic.
So he got 28 people to take him up on his... Great offer. Wow. Must have been pretty desperate back then. But so they did this trip, and what happened? The boat sank or something, or what?
Yeah, you pretty much got there.
Okay. All right.
His boat got iced in.
Yeah.
And they had to leave a boat and come off it, and eventually it got crushed by sea ice.
Mm.
And they did an extraordinary hack where the guys walked across Antarctica and somehow got to South Georgia, I believe, Elephant Island. And Shackleton then sailed away with some crew members to go and find a big ship to come back and collect the rest of his crew. And he managed to collect all of his crew. He didn't lose anybody, which was extraordinary given conditions.
Wow.
Well, there's been a Shackleton Sea Expedition. And they managed to get to the position where Shackleton's ship went down, the Endurance, about Valentine's Day.
Mm.
They did 30 hours of searching, and they were using an automated underwater vehicle.
Okay, an ROV. Got it. How deep were they? Was it pretty deep too, or what? Or do you know?
I don't have the details. I think it's 200 meters plus,
wow.
I believe.
Okay.
I don't have the details in front of me.
Slightly beyond recreational diving limits.
Just a touch. Like.
Yeah, just a tad. Okay. So they went, this new boat went out there around Valentine's Day, found where the boat had sank, and that's what they were trying to find, and what happened to
them? They were trying to find it, and they've done... they did a 30-hour search.
Yeah.
And then they've had to call it off. So it's the longest search that's ever been done. They haven't found Endurance. But what the South African expedition has achieved has been quite a lot.
Yeah.
So this was an extra. This was the icing on top of the cake of the expedition. Because their main purpose was to study an ice shelf, which calved in 2017. And it would have been nice if they'd found Endurance as well. But the fact that they actually managed to get 30 hours looking for Endurance is actually a big thing. So who knows? We might have people going back in the future looking for Endurance.
Well, there you go. So, but when they were there, did they get iced in too? Because I thought you were telling me earlier before we went on the air that the ROV was lost or something when they were doing this search, or no?
They've had a problem with the ROV, yes.
Oh, okay. Just technical difficulties created some issues?
Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
But we might be seeing this on some new expedition. They'll go rescue the ROV and maybe find this Endurance ship from back in the day.
It would be nice if they could find Endurance at some point. She did get mullered. She did end up crushed very badly.
But it'd be a historic shipwreck that would be pretty cool to find, sounds like to me.
It would, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, another thing I know that you were at the boot show. We were talking about this a couple of weeks ago for the show in Germany where they had this dive computer made all the news online and said it like blew up or something at the dive show. And especially initially, the reports were like, whoa. This is scary. And I was like, what the hell happened? But you were there, but you did not witness this explosion of the dive computer. Is that right?
No, because I was heading home that day.
Okay.
But it was poor reporting to begin with. It was all a bit clickbait.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was blown out of proportion. Ba-boom.
Right. Pun intended.
Somebody put a standard battery into a device, and they tried to recharge it, and it went bang.
Yeah. They put a standard battery in a rechargeable compartment in this dive computer, and you know, obviously, they're not supposed to be compatible. Evidently, they're not.
They tried to charge it, and it went bang.
Yeah.
And depending on where you stood in the hall, you either thought something had been dropped, or it was actually very loud.
Yeah. Yeah, supposedly, at first there were reports that, there were multiple injuries, but then we found out it was really just there were people that were complaining about, their ears were ringing and stuff from the explosion, but nobody was seriously hurt.
I believe two or three people were hospitalized.
Yeah.
But it certainly wasn't sort of 12, 15 people.
Right. But, just the headline, though, scared the bejesus, I think, out of a lot of people. I mean, no one wants to think your dive computer could explode, but...
It wasn't the best reporting, Greg, because if you think about it, the diving community is second family, isn't it?
It is. It's a second family, and it's a small community, really.
And it's a small, tight community, and sort of we all know each other, and for families and friends, knowing that somebody significant in their family or a really good friend is in boot working in Germany,
right,
and there's an explosion at the show, of course it caused unnecessary worry and distress for a lot of families and friends.
Oh, no doubt. I knew several people that were going to be at the show exhibiting that week, and I was a little concerned too from the initial report. So, but it was strange because I was like, I haven't heard from any of them. I was like, if that was this serious, you would start getting emails from these people like, hey, man, what's going on? And I didn't. I just saw all the internet scuttlebutt as well. But that said, clickbait is clickbait, and they'll do what they got to do, I guess, to get people to look at their articles online sometimes. And you got to take it with a grain of salt. If it's on the internet, it must not be true. Fake news.
No, not necessarily. You look at the sources. You look who wrote the article.
Well, the problem is, though, one person publishes it and then everybody else copies. And that's kind of what happened in this case. And it kind of went viral there for a little bit. But the bottom line is it wasn't that big of a deal. But the one, moral of the story, would you agree? In this case, it ended up they put the wrong kind of battery in the dive computer, so it really had nothing to do with the dive computer. It just has to go with knowing how your equipment works and how you're supposed to operate it. So it was operator error, and another reason why you should definitely read your owner's manual of your dive computer to make sure something silly like this doesn't ever happen to you. And for what it's worth, it wasn't any of the mainstream dive computers that are used, especially in the U.S. for sure. It was some brand or something in Germany that I'd never heard of or whatever. But, it is what it is. It just sounds like it was operator error to me. It wasn't really something too much we had to be concerned with, despite, looking at the initial headlines and thinking like, oh, gosh, what have we done? We got a problem. But we really don't. You would agree, right? Clickbait.
Yes.
All right. So we'll leave that where it is. Now, I know you have a friend that has been doing a lot of work, and her laptop was stolen. Why is this a big deal? Why do we need to talk about
Oh, you're talking about Emily Turton now. Yeah. Emily Turton's just been elected to the Explorers Club, which is a big deal because she's been elected as a fellow.
Mm-hmm.
And she's an incredibly experienced Scarpa skipper, and she's a deep CCR diver. And she's gained the license to go and survey the Royal Oak. Now, I've spoken to you about the Royal Oak before, Greg. This was a World War II battleship that was sunk by Preem. He was a submariner,
yeah,
and he snuck in Scarpa Flow, and he torpedoed her. She went down with pretty much all hands, and she lies in a very shallow depth of about 6 meters, I believe, so that's about 18 foot.
Mm-hmm.
And Emily had got permission to survey her, because I think this year is the 80th anniversary of her sinking. And, of course, they've been doing photogrammetry on it, which means hundreds and hundreds of man hours in the water taking photos and measurements and everything else like this to create a very accurate survey.
And obviously she was storing all this stuff on her laptop, and somebody lifted it. We'll talk about where it might pop up or what they're doing about that next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Is that a moray in your pocket? Or are you just happy to see me?
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I got Roz from the UK helping me out right now as we navigate the latest diving news and information from across the pond. You know, as someone based in the U.S., it just makes you more worldly about what's going on in the diving world. So that's kind of what we're diving into right now. So your friend Emily, she had all this data about this particular wreck that she had been surveying for months, if not years, right?
Yes, it's a dreadnought era. It's months. And they've been working with the University of Dundee on this.
Okay.
And it is a Schrenker laptop And it was stolen from a flat in Orkney in Scotland.
Oh, geez.
So don't so know where it's going to turn up.
They don't. But it has all her data on there. And she did yes. she have a backup, or she doesn't have a backup, and that's what she's freaking out about right now, trying to figure out where this laptop is or what?
Well, the whole team are very upset, yes.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. Oh, brother. Maybe they should have used the cloud. I don't know. But, you know, that's one of those things that happens every now and then. You think, oh, I should have backed this up, backed that up. But, you know, you're out in the field. It sounds like she had all this stuff on a laptop and she was traveling around with it. But someone lifted it out of her home, her own flat. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, that's right.
That's sad. And you know, they're the person who lifted this, if they actually get into the laptop, they're not going to have a clue to what all this stuff is, are they?
No, they're not going to realize the value of the data.
Yeah.
And how important it is.
Do they have any idea of who took it, or do they got any leads to find this stuff? So does she?
None whatsoever.
How long has it been since it was taken, you figure?
We were appealing for people's good nature to hopefully go, yeah, okay, we shouldn't have taken it and return it.
Yeah, yeah, but that you already is that window kind of passed. You figure it's already been a few weeks, hasn't it, or has it?
It's been a couple of weeks already, Greg. So
yeah. Look for a laptop on eBay, the UK version, right? UK version of eBay, maybe. For yes. What was the brand of the laptop again?
It was a Shrinker. I'm glad Shrinker. You asked me that.
Yeah.
Let me spell it to you. Shrinker.
Well, there you go. If you see a Shrinker laptop for sale on eBay UK, I don't know how we'll be able to help you here in the U.S. But who knows? Maybe they'll take it here and then try to sell it. So now, you know, maybe someone will hear about it. Are they back to square one, or... she's going to try to piece some of this stuff back together, or is she kind of in limbo at the moment?
They're getting on with the survey.
Hopefully they'll be able to fill that hole that was left from the laptop being stolen, I guess, right?
Yes. Yeah. They've got until October to get this done. But to lose several months of work is not good.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they're storing it in the cloud now. I bet you she has come up with a few backups. But... well, there you go. I don't know. We'll see what happens, Roz. That's sad to hear, but it is what it is. Now, there is another...
I've got some happy news.
Yeah, I was going to say, are we going to talk about this Blue Lake Blues thing or what? Or
yeah, what that's right. There's okay, a what guy is this? Called Martin Robson.
Yeah.
And he went to dive and explore the Blue Lake in Russia as part of an international team.
Okay.
And this was silly deep diving. I think it was 200 meters plus. I don't have data in front of me.
Wow.
It was very cold.
Yeah.
And he took an extremely bad hit in the water. Mm. He ended up paralyzed. Now, I remember this vividly because I was in the Natural History Museum. I was looking at the blue whale in the Natural History Museum in London, and I got a phone call to say that he was hospitalized in... real bad way, badly paralyzed. I think he was paralyzed up to his chest.
Okay. When does the good news start, Roz? I thought you said this was going to be good news. When does it start?
So what happened was I left the Natural History Museum and I rang up his partner and said, look, do you need some money to fly over to Russia? Are you okay? How can we help?
Yeah.
And there were a number of us very quietly behind the scenes trying to make sure that his partner was fine and look after him.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily, an expert came to Russia and looked after him in a recompression treatment chamber. And if it hadn't been for his treatment and his knowledge, Martin would not be in the shape that he is. Anyway, he came out. He left decompression chamber and he got bitten by a dog. You couldn't make this up.
Hey,
and then it was, have you got classic. Babies? So he needed to have babies shots.
Oh, jeez. And that was way worse than the recompression profile he had to go through, probably, huh?
But he's written a book. He's written a book.
Mm-hmm.
And they're now trying to get crowdfunding for it. And
so wait, it's the book about this whole process of him getting bit?
Yes.
And then getting bit by a dog with rabies?
Yeah.
Is this a comedy or what? Or what is this? I guess there is.
There are some light moments.
I would think there would have to be. Yeah.
But he's done it with a guy called Mark Cowan.
Mm-hmm.
And they're now trying to get crowdfunding for it.
Okay. And the name of the book is Blue Lake Blues. I got
No, it isn't called Blue Lake Blues.
What is it?
He did a talk for me at Eurotech in 2012 about it, and we nicknamed it at the time of Blue Lake Blues.
I gotcha, okay.
But it's actually called Between the Devil and the Deep.
Okay, that sounds more intense. I like it. Blue Lake Blues just sounds like a song that he should sing or something about this whole experience. I look forward to reading it. It sounds like a great little diving novel. And it sounds like it's
so if anybody's got some spare money, and for £25, you can get a first edition with your name in the back of a book.
And how can they get a hold of you or figure out how to do this?
They can find it on Facebook.
Okay.
The title of the book, again, is Between the Devil and the Deep.
So Google that or Facebook it, and you can zero in on how to help out the crowdfunding effort.
Martin Robson's story is going to be fantastic.
That sounds great. Well, Roz, thank you. We appreciate the update from across the pond, as always. You have a great weekend, and we'll catch up with you again real soon, okay?
Look after yourself.
Will do. And that'll do it for this week's edition of The Big Show. Till next time, remember, it is always better. Where, Roz?
Down where it's wetter, Greg.
That's right. Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.